Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. Another fantastic Thursday. Here it is again. I mean, they come around so fast. I only do two shows a month, but it's like I do a lot of prep work for this, so it keeps me busy. I feel like I'm on the air more than I am on the air. Well, without further ado, I am going to introduce, and I promoted it worldwide, so everybody knows already and are anxiously awaiting my next guest. And it's so wonderful. And I met her. Well, we'll get into that later. I'm going to welcome to the show Jody Joseph Bon Jovi. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you, Nancy. How are you?
Oh, I'm great now that I'm on my show. I always get no matter what kind of a mood I'm in before the show, I manage to put my lipstick on, fluff up my hair, and get into my studio, and I do it. You know, I mean, the show must go on, and I get in a good mood because I really am very excited about broadcasting. So, Jody.
Well, that's wonderful, and I understand you help a lot of people out there, so that's great.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been doing this. It'll be 5 years, September 13th, 5 years in radio. So, and
wow.
My whole life in music. And acting, but we'll talk about that later. I want to talk about you because, I'm a gabber and I just talk. Jody, if I talk too much, just say, hi, Nancy. I'm here, Jody. It's Jody. So just interrupt me. I want to say something. Really, I have to tell you that because that's the way it is for me in my show. But so my first question to you is, who influenced you the most while you were growing up and why?
You mean musically or in general?
Anyway at all. Just whoever influenced you in any way, really. It doesn't have to be music related, but usually musicians, it usually is music related, but whatever. It could be in any way.
I'd have to really say that it came from my mother more than anybody else, the inspirations of her pushing me towards music, her desires for me to perform, even that when I was really young at picnics and in the backyard at Memorial Day parties and 4th of July, they'd always going, oh, Jody, come out and sing and dance. So, you know, she wasn't a momager or a stage mom back then. I don't even think they existed, but she just, you know, they always had music going on in my house, always, constantly. They had the radio on or back then it was the record player, and I was influenced by so many different people through my mom's choice of music. So from Shirley Bassey to Frank Sinatra to then as I got a little older, you know, I warped the Bette Midler record, the Divine Miss M, and I stole my sister's
definitely.
Joni Mitchell record, Miles Isles, got in a lot of trouble for that and wore that down. And, you know, so I had, it was almost like a little bit more on the, I liked doing the theatrical side of singing. But I was, you know, I was a 70s child. So, you know, I kind of,
right.
You know, I kind of was influenced by what was going on. I remember the first time I ever heard Stevie Nicks was, I must have been, I don't even want to say, but I was young. And, you know, she was so new. Yeah, well, okay, I'm only 37. She was so new to the scene that, you know, we were young, too. You know, we're listening to the radio, and then we thought it was a guy. And I'm like, that guy is such – I remember thinking that. That guy is a real – I mean, nobody named – you know, no, we didn't know anybody named Stevie. So the first time I heard her on the radio, I'm like, that is the really strangest – voice. And back then, you know, you had Tiny Tim and stuff like that, so it wouldn't be totally off the right, you know. But you know, I did like
Jody, I'm sorry. How did Tiny Tim get a hit record? Didn't he get a hit record or was he just like
yeah, right?
Phenomenal?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, it was kind of like a combination of a lot of different things. It really wasn't that question's asked to me a lot, and I can't pinpoint it because I think it's just so many different styles. Like, even now, when I'm cooking in the kitchen on a Sunday, one of my favorite things to do is listen to Frank Sinatra Station on Pandora. You know, I'll listen to that.
Right.
I like the blues a lot. I think that, you know, that goes to show that the Janis stuff that I do, and I like to have a bluesy slant to stuff. But yeah, so
right.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I have to say, too, that, I mean, I can relate. My mother was a singer, and she used to sing at the Berkeley Carteret. And this was during the time, though, I'm taking you way, way back. This is during the time when Judy Garland actually came and sang at the Berkeley Carteret several times. And a lot of the big stars would come here. And actually, talking to Frank Sinatra, I have his book that was my mom's, God bless her. She's in heaven now. But she loved Frank Sinatra, and I have this really quick story. When we were at Phillips Avenue Beach in Deal, New Jersey, and Frank Sinatra was at the beach, and my mother was taking me up out of the water, off of the beach, onto the snack bar, and Frank Sinatra was walking down on the beach, and I was only like 2.5 years old, and the story is this, that he looked at my mother. My mother was very attractive, in a bikini, 5'7", very tall. I'm a shrimp, but she's a very attractive woman. She kind of looks like Meryl Streep. But he said to her, "What a cute little girl you have. What's her name?" And my mother said, "It's Nancy." And Frank Sinatra said, "But that's my daughter's name." My mother said, "I know. That's why I named her that."
Oh, my gosh, what a story.
And he patted me on the behind. And, you know, he said, "What a great little girl." And my mother got his autograph, and I have it today. It's on the back of a beach ticket. And unfortunately, Jody, my mother only had a pencil in her purse, and so it wasn't in ink, so it's like faded, but you can still see it's Frank Sinatra's signature. So it's in my little safe. But
that's awesome.
She adored, yeah, and she sang like you. There was always music in our house, and there were like 7 kids. And I don't know if you know my brother, Billy Roy. I mention him every time, the guitar man. He's second on the Monument in Asbury Park. He's a jazz blues guitarist. But anyway, getting back to you, Jody. That's it. I have to direct my thoughts when I do these shows. Nancy, don't go off on a tangent of your whole life. People have heard it a trillion times already. And I'm writing a book anyway, so, you know, who knows. But so,
you got to leave some so they can read it.
You know
you
I'm
gotta leave some
as well, right?
Right, you're just, you know, you got a lot of coals, a lot of, what do you call it, in the fire?
Iron. I'm a kind of
iron, thank you.
I'm a 60s generation girl. I'm a 60s Jersey girl, grew up in Asbury Park. And I have a CD out, yeah, but I got into broadcasting the minute my CD was released because I started getting calls from Joey Reynolds and I did these shows and I said, I need to do broadcasting and I love it. So I love music,
good.
I love writing songs, I love singing, and, you know, I fit that in when I can, and I'm going to get back to that. But then I was just in a film. I did my debut, my speaking acting debut, and I'm 70, honey. I was just 70 in
that's
December.
Awesome. That's great.
I played a 55-year-old, Jody, so you keep doing what you're doing, because when you do music like you do, it will keep you young forever. And when you give away like you do, it keeps you young. So getting back to you, I want, please, for you to tell me, too, like, so what were you like in grammar school? Like, were you singing in shows and things like that? Or, like, what were you?
No, not really. I remember that I got in the school play back then, and I couldn't believe I got the lead role. And I think that was, I don't even remember what it was. I don't even think there was any singing in it. I think
uh-huh.
I was in fourth grade. I think I was in the choir for about 30 seconds, really wasn't into music as far as singing or anything until, like, I was 18. But, you know, then started, my mom encouraged me to play, you know, sing and play with one of the my brother's friends, and so we started a trio called 33 and a Third, and I played that for a while, and... Yeah, right. It's cute, right? And then, you know, I fell away from that. And eventually I was in a couple of duos for a while. And, you know, you could play the tracks and it kind of filled it all out. And one day I just said, you know what, it's time that I get a band. And never had one, a full band before. And, definitely loved the, you know, the whole vibe of it, but it was, you know, I had over 10 years probably between the bands. I still have a band, so maybe 15 years now, and they always change the players and stuff, and it's kind of weird, but, you know, I don't, now, basically leading up to today, from back then, just doing duo trios, I like, you know, I like doing the big shows. I love doing the big shows, the shows that, you know, that I guess we'll talk about a little bit. But besides that, I really, you know, the being the lead of, you know, the lead singer in, you know, the scene and the bar scene and stuff, it's so hard. It's, you know, when it's yours and it's like, you know, you worry more about paying them and it's changed so much, you know, now that there's no, you know, no smoking, which is a good thing, but, and, you know, right. The drinking laws are so strict, which is also a good thing, but, right. You know, people don't go out like they used to. And so it definitely took a, you know, it's your plan. Let's make a deal at the end of the night with right. some of the club owners, and rightly so, understanding, you know, they need to make a living too. But to not have right. to have that, you know, I have played every weekend for I don't know how many years, and it's kind of nice now that I just do it, like, you know, with my students, and I do, like, my big shows, and I can concentrate on doing those and not really have
right.
to. Yeah, I'm comfortable with how I'm, you know, working with my students and doing the things I'm doing now, so.
Yeah,
but that's how it led
great.
Up to
that's
that.
Great.
But that's like, I mean, in between there, you know, I had record deals. I've had ups and
right.
downs like anybody. I've, I think at one point it could have been something, wannabe mafia people I was signed to or working within management at one point. I had some really colorful, I always said I should write that book. But I learned a lot, I grew a lot, and I don't think that you get where you are in, and not saying get where you are, like, successful, I think get where you are mm-hmm. in life, where you're content
right.
until you
right.
go through some of the things that you have to go through to get there.
Right.
So, as long as
well,
I'm doing music,
you know,
I'm happy.
Right. Well, I never look at success as being a monetary thing anyway. I always look at success as what you just said. I think that you're successful
yeah.
and you are happy, content, and really joyful with what you're doing with your life. When you kind of realize, hey, this is really where what my purpose is, or this is where I want to be. Just like I was offered a contract with Columbia Records when I was 18 years old, and I would never sign my name, and I was scared to death, and I didn't know, but as a singer-songwriter, I was, and I turned them down. I've been offered 3 contracts in my life and turned every single one of them down, which is kind of stupid at this point. If I got offered, I think I'd take it, but I'm too old now. And you know what? I'll tell you what I admire about you and anybody that's doing this is I admire their commitment. Because, like, I was laughing with someone recently on my show, the last show I did with Leon Holmes, and we were laughing because I said, Leon, I can't. People ask me, well, where are you singing? We want to hear you after they hear my CD. I go, oh, I'm singing in the shower. And it's like, I'm a troubadour, and I would sing in the streets and sing at the beach and sing in the parks, and I would never commit to having a band or commit to having God. If I even committed to go singing at a coffee house, it was a big deal. I'm just non-committal. Well, that's why I'm single
right.
for 18 years. But, I'm non-committal. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to really feel in the mood of doing that then. So, and I'm telling you, I still have passion. It's not that I don't have the passion. It's just that, I don't know, I just don't want to commit. I don't know how I'll feel. Isn't that terrible? I don't know how I'll feel next Friday night. But I did commit to singing in Convention Hall before Super Sandy 6 months in a row. See how I get off on a tangent here. But anyway, to admire you, I want to get back to the point I was trying to make. It takes a lot. And I know I haven't done it, but I watched my brother be in bands, and he wasn't even the leader of his band, but I watched him perform his entire life, from being
right.
turning down Bruce Springsteen, which, you know, he was a jazz blues, 5 years older. He went with James Cotton Blues Band, and then he went on tour with Clemens Burbank Walkers for a year and a half. And I see all of these musicians that I've even come back since I've been back to New Jersey. In fact, my entire life, I've seen what it takes. These guys are, like, pulling their own equipment, you know. They're, like, like you, the responsibility. And then worrying or wondering, are they all going to show up? Are they going to be in a good mood? Are they going to play right? You know, it's all on you because you are the center of the band, the heart of the band. So when I saw you, I want to say this, and then keep quiet. When I saw you perform at the Stone Pony many years ago, I remember coming up to you and saying, Jody, will you take a picture with me because I'd like to have you on my radio show. And this is how it works for me. Years later, when the time is right, I have people like you on my show tonight. And
well,
it took
thank
that many
you,
years,
Nancy.
And unfortunately, yeah, you're welcome. But unfortunately, and because I was so impressed with the band, I loved it. I thought you were great. And but I couldn't. I was so angry because I didn't have that photograph of us. I couldn't find it anywhere. It's probably somewhere on my laptop somewhere. But my phone, I lost all of my contacts a few months ago on my iPhone. And it's all Apple's fault, but I love my phone. It's just that they made a mistake, and they said, you have to create a new thing. And then they dropped everything. So I didn't have, I would have had the picture of you and me from years ago there, but it, I lost everything. I lost all my phone contacts. I lost everything, and my photographs. And anyway, I wasn't able to pull that up, and I wanted it, but what can you do? I couldn't even really, I'm having a little difficulty uploading photos. It was great the way I promoted you, but I couldn't, when I did an event page, by the way, on you as well for our radio show. I always do that.
Oh, thank you.
And I promoted, by the way, I didn't get to tell you, but I promoted on 86 huge groups that I'm a member of.
Oh, wonderful.
So, so the all over Brazil, Peru, everywhere, Spain, you name it, you're there. So, and this interview will be put, will be done after this too. My work is not done after the show is over. So, getting back to you now. Okay, so you've been doing this for 15 long years, and so when did you
start?
Oh,
more than that. I'd like to say it was 15.
Oh.
My total, the total time in has been almost, oh my gosh, 40.
Oh my God.
40 years. I've been with the band for 15, but I've been performing for almost probably 38 years. I started when I was
two. You were joking.
Two.
You were
what? No, I had a band for 15 years.
Yeah, okay.
I wish I was. Actually, I'm comfortable with where I'm at.
That's great. Working with kids is phenomenal.
Yeah, I work with children and adults, though. I do a lot of all that. And then, the show at the Pony on the next Saturday on the 8th, there's 10 openers that are doing, or my students, that are doing two songs each back-to-back with in front of the band, in front of before I come out. So they're
great.
Doing it with the whole band. So and then I come on, and then I have it's my EP release. So we did six songs, and we just finished the record. It's great. It's very rocking, and it's called Let It Begin, and that is 100% proceeds are going to Heartstrings, which is my nonprofit.
Well, that's God bless you.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that, and also then Eliza Arnone is one of my students. She is a wonderful student that just finished her record, so she's going to have a little EP release after I'm done with my performance. But, we're
wonderful.
Doing a big show there on the 8th, so tickets are $20. Just pitch that right now, and it's 100% proceeds go towards Heartstrings. I could tell you about Heartstrings now if you'd like.
Yes, I'd like that. That would be great.
Okay,
be great.
Heartstrings, I came up with it because I noticed that there's so many people out there that I find really need music in their lives that don't have the opportunity to have it in their lives. I have students that would be with me for a while, and then unfortunately either they would fall on hard times or their parents would, or something would happen in their family, and I started a long, long time ago with saying, don't worry about it. I just keep coming. I'm not going to, I'll cover you. Don't worry about it. So I never dropped any of my students. But I used to think, well, my gosh, this would be unbelievable if I could just reach more kids, more adults that really need music in their lives, and also to be able to help the ones that are coming to me. Because obviously I could only, I was waiting for the day where I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm literally have more students that can't afford me than I have that can, and now I'm going
to
be somebody
right.
That's in, in that line. It was great because I met up with this woman who has done a lot of Lizzie. She's done a lot of nonprofit, and I said, I really want to do this, but so many people have dissuaded me, including my accountant. And said it's a lot of work. And she said, you know what, as long as you have somebody that knows what they're doing. So back in September, last September, we started forming it. And you know, brought it to LegalZoom, did all that we had to do, and I was scared
right.
because it is scary, but we basically launched it in December, and now this is going to be the second event. The first event was a Christmas party. Yeah, and the second event is at the Stone Pony, and we are currently the first place that we've bought this particular, you know, heartstrings too, is New Hope in Marlboro, and that's a rehab center for drug and alcohol abuse for young teens. And
mm-hmm.
we've been going there for the past 2 months, and I bring a team in with me. It's awesome
right.
because we teach singing and songwriting, and we break up into groups and guitar. And I got to tell you, Nancy, it's amazing how much this has changed their lives and how much I see how it is helping them to heal, helping them to have something to focus on. And our second thing that I'm launching is for Aslan Youth Ministry, and that is going to be probably starting up in May. And that is going to be for underprivileged children. And they don't have a music program, as well as the New Hope doesn't have a music program. But the good news is that even after, like, sometimes, like one of the gals now, she got out of New Hope, and she's in a halfway house. So now we arrange rides, and now she's scholarshiped to come here to my studio
right.
one-on-one. So they continue uh-huh. that. So all this is what Heartstrings does. It's reaching out and using music as a way in which to change, enhance, and to build a whole new great foundation for
right.
in a healing environment.
Right. It's wonderful. It really is. And I know of New Hope myself, personally. I know of New Hope. And I have many friends that know about it as well. And I, just to clarify that, I've been in ministry for like 11 years in different ministries, working in different ministries. And that's why when I started my radio, the first thing I did was get my first nonprofit, which was Minister Steve of Lakewood City. And they've, each one of these, my nonprofits has been, they're not my nonprofits, they're nonprofits that I promote, have been on my radio show. So, like, I was so impressed when I saw your nonprofit and realized and read about really what you're doing, because, you know, the world needs more people like you, Jody, that, you know, are really doing something to change lives. And I think really you'll never even realize how many people you really are helping, you know. So
thank you.
It's just fabulous. And, in fact, I'll tell you what, I want to do, this is just coming to me now, because I have a guitar that I've had for a long time now. I've had three guitars now, and I have a guitar, and it's been in the closet, and I've written probably almost 100 songs on it, and I wanted to, like, get it somewhere, and I thought, well, you could sell it, you know, just put it on eBay or something, or Craigslist or something, and then I thought, well, you could take it over to the school down the street and give it to them, and so I'm just realizing now where it's supposed to go, and it's an Aquila Favilla.
Oh, that's wonderful, because we definitely could use them.
Steel string guitar, and I believe that it's supposed to go into your hands.
Well,
and
thank
that you
should, very much.
And I think
we
that
take
you
donations
should
for guitars, definitely.
Yeah,
we need as many
yeah,
as we can
I
get.
Think that you should give it, and I'm going to sign it as well, Nancy Ryan Rocks. I'm going to sign it, Ryan Rocks, and I've played it since I was probably 18 years old. It's got the best sound. I've played with about, my brother Billy brought out, this is when, years ago, he brought over about 10 guitar players to my house. And into my apartment off Norwood Avenue in Deal. I couldn't believe it. And we all sat around, and I had my guitar, and they all had guitars, and we played. And then the guitarists were playing this guitar that I have. And they said, oh, my God, this guitar has the best sound that we have ever heard. I mean, it really is phenomenal. It may need new strings on it, but other than that, but it's been in my guitar. It's got a case and everything, and I am going to donate it to you for your nonprofit.
Thank you very much, Nancy. I appreciate that. That goes a long way.
It gives me great joy, because I know it will not be sitting up alone. It's supposed to be played. It should be played and loved like I used to, you know. I mean, I still love it, but I don't, very big. It's too big for me. It's a big Aquila Favilla. It's beautiful. and I got an electric acoustic guitar, and then I have a baby Martin now. So it has been neglected, and I'm so happy to do that. So we'll connect after
well,
the,
awesome.
And find out. I'll get it to you as soon as possible, and you can either use it at one of your next affairs, or you can, you know, give it to a person that you know is very talented and needs a guitar. So
thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jody. I mean, I really didn't know what I was going to do with it till tonight, till just now. So this
see
is how
that
God works. And the fun, you know, what the funny thing is, and since I met you at the Stone Pony, what happened really a few months ago was I was over at my girlfriend's jewelry store, who I adore. She's one of my best friends, and I love jewelry. And but someone came in, and I don't know how we got on the subject, but she kind of was like, I know you from somewhere. And I'm going, well, you know, I'm an Asbury. I have been an Asbury a lot. My name's Dan. I'm a musician. And she goes, oh, my God. She said, she worked with you. She said, well, I work with Jody Joseph. I said, oh, my God. I said, Jody Joseph. I said, she's been on my list of musician artists to have on my show for years. And so she said, well, and that's how it happened. And that's how I eventually sent an email a few months ago, I guess it was. And so everything,
right,
like I said, everything happens at its proper time, timing. And it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I hope you don't have to go yet. I hope you have a few
I do
minutes.
Have to go soon because I have to Skype somebody because I'm in the middle of students. But, you know, it's been so phenomenal having the opportunity to finally, you know, talk to you and have you promote this show is just awesome. And I think that, you know, it's, you know, the stuff that you do is great out there. You're helping other musicians and you're doing your nonprofits and stuff. And, you know, that's what music is. That's the core of music. Music is the power to heal. And when we can use it for the benefit of others, I think that's the whole thing. So the date, once again, is April the 8th at the Stone Pony.
Right.
Show time is at 7. Doors are at 6:30. It's a $20 ticket. We have the advance tickets that, you know, are 20. I don't know if they're tagging on anything at the door, but, you know, you can give them the information for me about, you know, contacting us at, you know, they can contact us through the website, jodyjoseph.net. And also, you know, if anybody wants to donate, that would be awesome. They can go to heartstringsmusicnj.com. So it's heart. That's our new website, heartstringsmusicnj.com. So, and that tells you all about the concert and all that good stuff.
Heartstringsmusic.com.
Heartstringsmusicnj, New Jersey.
Oh,
heartstringsmusicnj.com.
NJ.com. All right, good.
Right.
Because when I promote this interview, I will put both of your contact addresses on it. Jody Joseph. Music.net or jodyjoseph.net.
jodyjoseph.net is my website, right? That's
okay,
all with
cool.
the Y, Jody.
I'll put the website
okay.
and then I'll put the heartstrings address in the interview promo. So,
okay, that sounds
great.
That'd be great.
Okay, so we
I hope that you can make the concert. So let me know. Will you be able to make?
I will let you know.
Yeah, let us know.
I have a few days. I'm swamped. Like I put in a special. I'm always booked, you know, booked for months and a few months in advance. I used to be booked for 4 or 5 months in advance. Now it's just 2 months in advance. But I did this special show for you. This is my third show this month. I did it especially.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. No,
okay,
welcome.
So I'm going to jump, but I want to thank you again for having me. It's been absolutely wonderful having this time, and I hope to see you at the show. And thank you so much for promoting this, and we'll talk soon, you know.
Yeah.
So you take care,
yeah,
and thank you for everybody that's listening out there, and I hope to see you guys too.
All right. It sounds great to me, Jody. Thank you for being
okay,
here.
Thanks again. I'll talk to you.
All
you
right.
got it, Nancy. Thank
you. Take care.
Okay,
okay,
now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Well, that was Jody Joseph of Bon Jovi. And as you all know, she has been in the music business, as she told you, for a very long time. And she has taken her music ability and her heart you know, heartstrings, I'll say she has taken it to a new level. She's a very busy lady, and actually she had to get off of the show a little early tonight. And that's okay. I understand that. Business is business, and our show's coming up April 8th at the Stone Pony, and that's, you know, time flies when you're having fun. So she's got a lot of things to wrap up. Being, you know, it's awesome. I mean, to when you think about what it takes to do what she's doing, it's like a more than a full-time job for her. And I really say it's a ministry, you know? It is. It really is. So, you know, congratulations on your second year, your second event for your new not-for-profit Heartstrings. So, with that said, I am going to talk for a little bit. I may not go for the full. I have like 14 minutes later. Rather, I have 14 minutes more, but I really may end my show a little bit early tonight, but it's still going to take me a while because at the end of each show, and by the way, that was a very nice show with Jody, and I was able to be a good girl for change. I didn't like overspeak myself or talk too much like I usually do. So I'm very proud of myself. I have my chatter cheese in front of me, and I was being reminded. And, of course, I was very interested, you know, in my heart also lies. You know, I mean, I love all the artists that I promote and have on my show. Don't get me wrong. But I especially have a soft spot in my heart for all of the nonprofits because, you know, that's what I believe in, that our purpose should be is more caring about others and doing, not just caring and talking about it, but really caring and doing something about it. And so, you know, my love for music has led me to be doing my show, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style now, for, as I told Jody, for almost 5 years. I can't even believe it. It's like, where did it go? You know, the first few months, I just did my Blog Talk Radio solo shows to get used to doing broadcasting. And I remember after Superstorm Sandy, I was just like doing a few when I got back. And I actually went with Hamilton Radio, who was the number one Blog Talk Radio show in the state of New Jersey. And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. But I had to drive all the way to Trenton and back from West Long Branch, and that's a long way to go. And in the winter, you know, with the weather in Jersey, it's very difficult in the winter with the snow, and then in the summer with the extreme heat and traffic. It's like I just had to leave and bring my show right into my own home, which I'm doing now. So, and I love it, but I miss the face-to-face, you know, because I would have all of the people on my show would be coming, and it was very exciting seeing them. But I still managed to muster up enough excitement, and I'm sure it's people hear the excitement in my voice and then the excitement in my guests' voices. But one day I'd like to get back and do some live shows with people because there's nothing like it. It's very exciting. So I'm going to talk to you now about the nonprofits and then bid everyone, you know, a good night and a wonderful, you know, weekend that's coming up. Everybody, please show up at the Pony on April 8th. For Jody's CD release, and it's going to be a great show and show support for very young kids that are going to get out there and sing, and it should be a very wonderful event. So here we go with my not-for-profits. They are, and in this order, they have all been on my show. Most of them were on my live show because they were I acquired half of them in the first 2.5 years of my radio career, if you want to call it that. It's really my radio hobby because I, you know, don't really, it's all for fun and for free. I do have a few sponsors that I do barter with, and that is a godsend and a heaven sent for me, being, you know, a retired person. But anyway, here we go. My nonprofits are Minister Steve Brigham, Tent City of Lakewood, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Saho, City of Angels Recovery Radio, Bev Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless, Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes, Carlos Rodriguez, Director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties, Paul A. Ressler, President and CEO of TUPAC, which is the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. Mr. Tim McClune, founder of Holiday Express and owner of the wonderful Supper Club, McClune's in Asbury Park, and many other great restaurants, I might add. Patricia Barrio, artist, the Info Age Science History Learning Center and Museum. And a lot of these people are my personal, have become my personal friends. Patricia was my friend many years before she was on my radio show. She's a wonderful artist, and she is the original I Say, and I hope everyone else understands that it is a fact. She is the Tilly artist, and her work has, like, she is just evolving. It's crazy. She's just a fantastic artist. Philip Richards, who is the director of the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission, Asbury Park. And they're on Memorial Drive in Asbury Park. So those are my 10 not-for-profits. And, gosh, I'm so excited to have them because I do believe that they're like 10 of the best nonprofits. They're all wonderful, wonderful nonprofits. I'm hoping to secure maybe two more not-for-profits, but I haven't confirmed any of them yet. I have two more in mind. But, it, you know, you'll hear about it when I speak with the people and I have it secured and locked in that I can promote them as my nonprofit. I'm happy to say that I just took on, I guess it's been a year now, I finally said, you know what? You know, I could really use some Hollywood smile here because I'm in music and I was talking to people a lot and, you know, it's very expensive and I didn't have dental insurance. I said, well, wait a minute, I should like do some promotion and get a radio show sponsor because they started charging me, by the way. You know, I have to pay for my shows. So I pay for my shows and then I do them for free, of course. So I thought, well, I think I'm going to have to think of a way to do some kind of a barter. And it worked out wonderful. You know, God's good to me. And I have a wonderful dentist, and her name is Dr. Ina Silman. She has her third office, and it's right on Broadway. It's called Smiles on Broadway, and it's in Long Branch, New Jersey. And she certainly did give me a Hollywood smile, and I am so thrilled and happy about it. You know, she'll be my dentist for life now, and I actually don't really need, I've been good, I've taken care of, good care of my teeth, so I'm happy to say I have them. If you need a dentist, she's wonderful. She's wonderful, and she's fast. She's fast, too. You don't sit in the chair for hours. 1, 2, 3, and you're out of there. She's just phenomenal. I can't say enough about her, really. Also, my second not-for-profit is Route 66 Productions, and it's Charlie Stone, and he's going to be doing a lot of events in Asbury Park and giving a portion of the revenue to different charities. So one of them is the one that I have, Jersey Shore Rescue Mission, was the first not-for-profit that has benefited from Route 66 Productions. So, and I was there when a check was handed over to them to support the wonderful work that they do. Okay, so getting back to my sponsors, I have a little segue there. I have just acquired a wonderful new sponsor, not a non-profit, a sponsor. And so I have two sponsors, my doctor's dentist, and now I have a doctor, Dr. David Marin, and he is a chiropractor. And he was referred to me by one of my best friends, and she said, you've got to go see him, Nancy, because I've been having some serious back issues, and a lot of people have them, especially at my age, you get older and older, and your back kind of like wants to, you know, give in or give out or whatever. But and I was in need of really some intensive care for my back over the years. I've had several surgeries, so well, that's really personal, but that's okay. I want people to know who I am. So to make a long story short, I went in to see him. Doctor, get me the cure, you know? I mean, really, I need some help here. And I spoke with him, and then I explained to him I had a radio show. And he is the owner of the Marin Wellness Center in Shrewsbury, New Jersey. And he has other doctors that work with him there, another doctor, you know, a physical therapist. So he is a chiropractor. He also, they do physical therapy, acupuncture, therapeutic massage, and more. So I'm going Monday for my very first session I've been suffering since June, and that's why no one's seen me, since last June. And no one saw me before that either because, well, I've been just busy and I'm getting older and I'm not as active as I used to be. And a lot of people come to me now for radio shows. But Dr. David Maron, I was so impressed when I went into his office. With his office, it's immaculate. The doctor was so understanding and listened and explained everything to me. He looked at my MRI, and he was just wonderful, and I'm so looking forward to working with him. And, you know, between Dr. David Maron and, you know, God, my God, I'm hoping that he can help me to have a better quality of life so that I can continue my radio shows and I can continue to go out and sing occasionally, that I can do some more movies. I just finished. I'll give a shout out to a wonderful screenwriter. He is a screenplay writer. He's a director and a producer, and his name is Sean. I always say Sean because that's what it looks like, S-E-A-N. Sean Guest, and the movie is called That's Life. And I did my acting speaking debut in that movie, and I'm so excited about it because, hello, I played like a 55-year-old. I said, Sean, come on, you know how old I am. And he said, yeah, but you look great, Nancy. You look great. So it's just Irish. I don't know. It's in the genes or something like that, I guess. I'm not a Dorian Gray story, but all of a sudden I wake up one morning and I aged like 20 years overnight. Oh, God forbid. But anyway, so I completed filming my part in that movie. It's very exciting. So I want to do more. This is what keeps me young, you know. So that's it. Like, I definitely filled up the whole 45 minutes of my show. I usually end up going over, you know, and my studio and my podcast providers, which is Blog Talk Radio, they are so phenomenal. I mean, they're the best. They really are the best. I miss seeing, you know, I miss having an audio engineer and putting up his finger saying, Nancy, you have 5 seconds, you know, or 5 minutes or whatever it is to go. But I have my studio that I'm looking at, and it says I have 2 minutes and 26 seconds left of my show. So people go, why? Nancy, can you take a breath? Like, do you ever, what do you do anyway? Well, I don't, you know, do much except try to do the best I can every day. And I hope that today I was a little bit better person than I was yesterday. So I'm going to say goodnight to everyone. And again, I don't think I've forgotten anyone. I think that I have covered everything that I needed to cover tonight. And if I didn't, I'll catch you, you know, at my next show, which is going to be a fantastic, phenomenal show. I never tell anyone who I'm having on until they see my promotion. It's just the way I am. Just in case at the last minute there's a change. You never know. But I'm really praying. I've been asking this particular gentleman, multi-talented man, I'll tell you that much about him, for many, many years I've been asking him to come on my show. I've been waiting, actually, patiently, like I do. And like I said, it all comes to fruition at just the right time. It's not in my timing. It's when it's supposed to happen. So with that, I will say goodnight to everyone. Have a wonderful evening. It's been a joy to have this show. It's a blessing for me, and I hope that it's a blessing for you. Good night, everybody. Good night, signing off. It's Nancy Ryan, a.k.a. Ryan Rocks. Good night.